Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Security Analysis, 7th edition, Principles and Techniques is the latest edition of an influential classic book authored by Benjamin Graham, widely acknowledged as the father of value investing. Originally published in 1934, this updated 7th edition continues to serve as the definitive text for understanding the principles of evaluating securities, such as stocks and bonds. Co-authored primarily with David Dodd, this book remains essential reading for investors, financial experts, and students interested in honing their analytical skills for prudent investing. Graham lays the foundation for investor understanding of market behavior, stock valuation, and the inherent risks in investment decisions. Filled with insightful strategies, timeless principles, and foundational concepts, this work has guided some of the most successful investors, including Warren Buffett, who credits much of his success to mastery of Graham's methodologies. By clearly demonstrating techniques for thorough, rigorous analysis of company financial statements, evaluation of corporate worth, and understanding the market dynamics, Security Analysis provides a solid framework that enables rational investment decision-making. The 7th edition offers further refinement of methods and additional insights applicable to contemporary markets, addressing significant developments and current challenges faced by investment professionals. It is an indispensable resource for those requiring methodical, strategic approaches to investing that prioritize accuracy, consistency, and careful evaluation of investment opportunities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Principles of Value Investing. Security Analysis introduces the foundational principles of value investing, which revolve around a rigorous assessment of intrinsic value versus market price. Graham emphasizes the importance of purchasing securities when their market prices are significantly below their intrinsic value, determined through meticulous fundamental analysis. This approach ensures that investments retain a margin of safety, protecting investors from potential losses due to market fluctuations or inaccurate projections. The concept relies heavily on careful evaluation of financial data, management quality, and long-term economic prospects, aiming to identify undervalued assets that will yield profits as markets correct themselves. Graham systematically delineates these principles, showcasing how disciplined adherence to valuation metrics and criteria can yield sustainable and profitable investment results, regardless of temporary market trends or speculative movements. Secondly, analysis of financial statements. In-depth analysis of corporate financial statements stands at the heart of security valuation. Graham outlines strategies on how to scrutinize company balance sheets, income statements, and cash flow statements with critical attention to detail. He stresses identifying red flags indicative of potential trouble, such as excessive debt, unsustainable accounts payable, or declining asset quality. Accordingly, Graham guides investors through reviews of profitability ratios, leverage ratios, cash generation capabilities, and asset utilization effectiveness. By adopting these robust analytical practices, Graham believes investors can accurately derive true intrinsic values of companies, determine creditworthiness, and reduce investment risks. He underscores the essential nature of a detailed understanding of corporate finances as the backbone of sound investment reasoning and as indispensable in uncovering investment opportunities. Thirdly, evaluating market conditions and investor psychology, Graham underlines the importance of understanding market cycles, investor psychology, and broader economic conditions alongside quantitative analysis. Security Analysis provides essential insights into irrational market behavior, explaining how markets fluctuate between optimism and pessimism and how emotional factors misprice securities temporarily. By separating market sentiment from intrinsic values, Graham teaches investors to leverage market inefficiencies and psychological biases to their advantage. He advocates the idea of being contrarian, purchasing undervalued securities during periods of pessimism while adopting caution during times of excessive optimism. Recognizing and responding appropriately to market conditions helps investors to maintain composure, stay disciplined, and employ a long-term view, enabling greater control and profitability from their investment portfolios. Fourthly, risk management and margin of safety. A central theme in security analysis is risk management through the margin of safety principle. Graham argues succinctly that successful investing does not solely depend on exceptional foresight, but it requires implementation of protective measures that create practical buffers against inaccuracies and projections. By comparing market prices to calculated intrinsic values and deliberately seeking investments with substantial discrepancies in their favor, investors reduce the probability of significant financial loss even when unexpected adverse outcomes arise. Emphasizing that no investment assessment can be precisely accurate, Graham introduces the margin of safety as a key defensive practice in investing. This principle entails carefully choosing investments that trade far below their value to absorb losses in cases of unexpected future developments or mistakes in valuation. Lastly, investment in stocks and bonds, understanding both equities and fixed income securities, receives considerable attention throughout security analysis. Graham breaks down suitable methods and considerations for investment selections within each class. For equities, he advocates evaluations involving earnings growth prospects, dividend stability, financial strength, and price-to-earnings metrics in determining the merit of particular securities. Similarly, bonds require careful analysis concerning issuer solvency, credit ratings, yield comparison versus risk-free alternatives, and maturity assessments. Security analysis highlights the varied criteria appropriate for each investment type and provides detailed frameworks for their valuation and assessment. Graham illustrates convincingly that investors can substantially enhance their investment outcomes and portfolio strength by thoughtfully blending these asset classes, exploiting individual strengths, and offsetting weaknesses between different securities. In conclusion, Security Analysis, 7th edition, is an indispensable book for any investor serious about refining their investment methodologies, analytical capabilities, and understanding of capital markets. Professionals, students, and seasoned investors alike gain from Graham's profound insights concerning prudent valuation, resourceful risk management, and rational market evaluation. Readers who aim at creating robust and reliable investment portfolios through sound reasoning and data-driven strategies will discover exceptional value within this text. The book stands out from other investing literature due to its comprehensive foundational theories deeply rooted in practical value. Investing principles, which have stood the test of time. The valuable knowledge obtained from its detailed analyses and credible methodologies arms investors against common pitfalls and unpredictable market fluctuations. Furthermore, the longevity and relevance of Graham's approach confirm the consistently profitable application of his teachings through varying economic conditions. Security Analysis empowers readers with proven analytical tools and disciplined practices that contribute substantially toward investment success. It is the ideal selection over competing titles because of its balance between theoretical depth and actionable clarity, timeless relevance, and its endorsement by notable successful investors globally, enhancing its authoritative credibility in the field. If you would like to support Benjamin Graham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.